This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. In an unprecedented move by a U.S. Vice President, Kamala Harris visited an abortion clinic today in St. Paul, Minnesota. Harris is leading the administration's fight to secure reproductive rights in wake of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. The high court ruling has become a central issue for many Democratic candidates in the 2024 campaign season. A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's request to dismiss the criminal case against him in the classified documents case pending in Florida. NPR's Greg Allen has more from Fort Pierce.
Trump is charged with withholding and concealing classified and top-secret documents he took to Mar-a-Lago from the White House and then lying about it to investigators. Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, heard two motions to dismiss the case. In one, Trump says the statute under which he's being prosecuted is unconstitutionally vague. The judge denied that motion. Trump is charged with having unauthorized possession of classified and top-secret documents. His lawyers say, as president, Trump effectively designated them as personal records and gave himself authorization to take them when he left the White House. Judge Cannon has yet to rule on that motion. She says the defense arguments raise factual issues best brought up at trial. Greg Allen, NPR News, Fort Pierce.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is offering defense attorneys more time to review evidence in a hush money case against Donald Trump. The former president is accused of paying a porn star during the 2016 campaign, allegedly in violation of campaign finance laws. The European Union's foreign policy chief is blaming humans for the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. As NPR's Michelle Kellen reports, he's urging the U.S. to put more pressure on Israel to open up land routes into Gaza.
The European Union's high representative, Joseph Borrell, has accused Israel of using hunger as a weapon of war, sparking an angry denunciation from Israel. In a roundtable with reporters in Washington, he again blamed Israel for impeding humanitarian access, saying airdrops and a temporary seaport cannot substitute for overland routes into Gaza.
We have to put more pressure on the Israeli government to make them to open the border, to open the natural way of entering into Gaza, which is by road.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says food is getting into Gaza, though it is still, as he put it, insufficient. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Russian voters are casting ballots to decide who will lead their nation. President Vladimir Putin is seeking another six-year term. The election is taking place amid the war in neighboring Ukraine and efforts to crack down on dissidents in Russia. Polls close on Sunday. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower today, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 137 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 49 points, and the S&P 500 dipped 14. This is NPR News. A jury in Michigan has convicted the father of a high school mass shooter on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. James Crumbly was charged with failing to secure a gun in the home or getting help for his son, who was mentally ill. His wife, Jennifer, was convicted in the case earlier this year. Ethan Crumbly admitted being the gunman in the 2021 attack. He's serving a life sentence for murder and terrorism. San Francisco is losing its famed music director. Finnish conductor and composer Esa-Pekka Salonen says he plans to step down next year. As NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, he says he does not share the same goals for the symphony's future as its board.
During his tenure, Esa-Pekka Salonen brought on a diverse group of collaborative artistic partners and created innovative programming often fused with technology. But the orchestra has recently cancelled touring and made cuts to its experimental and education programs. Longtime symphony viola player Dave Gaudry sees this departure as a larger existential problem.
The fact that we have spent all these decades sort of building up to a nationally recognized arts institution, this particular situation, I mean, is a real threat to our position in the arts community.
In a statement, Symphony Board Chair Priscilla Gieselin called Salonen's decision bittersweet. She said his work with the group has been artistically rewarding and his leadership thoughtful. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are a fraction lower. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.